It may not be a topic of concern on a regular basis. However, with 2017's tax reform bill, your local nonprofit may not receive as many small donations in comparison to previous years. The 2018 tax reform bill increased standard deductions, meaning that those who donate less than $12,000 will not see the previous write-off benefits that they once had. The Portage Foundation teamed up with University Hospitals out of Ravenna, Ohio, to hold a community event aimed at initiating a conversation on how this bill will affect philanthropy in the Portage County community. The director of the Portage Foundation, Linda Ferguson, helped with the event on behalf of the organization.
It all depends on the person's current status in terms of income and what they do in terms of philanthropy. But what we did was we talked about some of the changes as they affect nonprofit organizations, but also as it affects individuals. And there are new ways that individuals can become involved with donor-advised funds and make it more advantageous for them from a tax standpoint.
Ellie Ellis, the program director at WKSU Radio, is no stranger to small donations. With the commencement of spring also begins WKSU's on-air fundraising, which is how they receive a large portion of their small and moderate donations.
WKSU relies very heavily on individual donations. Between individuals and corporate support, we get 80% of our funding that way. We're currently doing on-air fundraising, which means we go over the air and we ask people to call in and give us money, and they do. It's really probably the only, I can't think of another industry that works that way. We do our product, we give it to everybody for free, and then we ask anybody who likes it enough to give to us, which is pretty awesome. They do. I personally would like to believe that while a lot of the people that do give to us take the tax write-off, that it's probably not the tax write-off. That's probably not the reason why they're doing it. They're giving us money because they listen to WKSU, they believe in what we do, and they want to support independent journalism.
Many organizations are unsure of how this tax reform will affect their donation intake overall and expect to start seeing changes in the coming months. Another Portage County organization that heavily relies on donations is the Happy Trails Farm in Ravenna. The rescue farm relies on a variety of donation sizes when it comes to keeping animals safe and secure. Hope Evans joined the Happy Trails team around 7 years ago, where she spearheads the marketing and fundraising for the organization. Evans walks towards a fenced-in area on the farm to call over Spider Pig, whom is very curious, according to her, to see if she has any treats today. Evan said that he was rescued from running around a busy area in Akron.
We do a lot of fundraisers. Our biggest one is in October, November. And we do like little fundraisers during the year when it's warm out. We get, sometimes we'll get grants for special projects that we do. We get a lot of feed donations as well, so that really helps us out with cost. Because everything, we have to pay for everything here, vet bills and everything. So, the donations that we get, we really need.
Over the course of 2018, nonprofit organizations across the United States may see a reduction in small and moderate donations. While it is unclear to what extent, it is clear that some kind of change is on the horizon.